Why do you say this to me? When you know I will kill you for it.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 79. How the heck are you? It's been a long time. No talking to. Finally got the studio back up and running in the new place. It's very exciting. I hope the sound's okay. I got hardwood floors in this place and not much furniture. So maybe echoey. I don't know. Apologize if it is. But the good thing about being poor and having subpar equipment is that you literally have to put these microphones down your throat in order to get good sound out of them. So I will be able to, I mean, if I step away, you're not going to be able to hear me. Watch. This is me from far away. You probably can't hear it. Now you can hear me. So I'm assuming that the sound's probably great, honestly, which is fantastic. Yeah, so yeah, I got the studio back set up finally. Long time coming. Weeks and weeks. Just throwing away things left and right. Just, I don't want to deal with this. See you later. So I did a lot of that. And stuff's missing. I don't know where it could possibly be. All the boxes are unpacked now at this point, and I'm missing a lot of things. So I have no idea where they could possibly be. But, you know, I even checked the trunk of the car. I didn't even use my car to move, and nothing's there. So I lost my sunglasses again, which I lose those sunglasses all the time, and they always turn back up. So I'm assuming that they're going to end up somewhere in my possession in the near future. That'd be great. You know, we'll see. I don't know. So we got Andrew Silas coming in to talk today. He's a comedian and an improv actor. You can check him out on The Unprofessionals. You just search for The Unprofessionals on Facebook, and you can find him. Also, got a sponsor. So the Homemade Broadcast this week is brought to you by Slybar. Shocker. Slybar, check out why iLoveTheBurg.com has named Slybar one of the businesses to watch in 2015. And I'll give you a hint, a little hint, has to do with the Homemade Broadcast comedy nights, amongst other things, such as the Cards Against Humanity tournament that I will be hosting for them. I believe the first week in April. I think it might even be Easter Sunday. Not sure. I don't know. I'll let you know when I know. Definitely. So check them out. Slybar is located at 2061 Central Avenue right here in St. Petersburg. Great beer selection. Good folks all around. I'm really excited to have them officially be a sponsor of this podcast. So Andrew Silas should be here any minute. So I'll tell you what. Why don't I just come back, do some time traveling, and then when he's here, we'll start talking again, instead of just me rambling for who knows how long until he gets here, and that'd be weird and awkward and just silly. So I'll talk to you when Andrew gets here, which is right now.
That had to be clean too, so.
Who's that?
Rogel. He's been to Slybar a couple times. He's got
the big yes. He's only came like one time. That guy's funny.
Oh, really? He's only been like one time?
That's it.
Oh, wow. Shit. I thought he went all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We didn't start yet, did we?
We did.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I usually give people warning, but I was like, I'm just going to go into it this time. And I know you're on a schedule too, so I figured we'd get you in and out.
I mean, oh, okay.
I already did my intros and everything. I used to have people like wait while I did like and they would just kind of sit there like staring at me. And I know it's only because they didn't know what to do with themselves. So then I was like, oh, maybe I should just do this previous. So now I could just go right into it. People in and out.
This isn't live, is it? It's just,
no, it's being recorded.
Okay. And then you, all right.
I don't want to blow the illusion of live radio, but
sorry,
I used to do it live. Because I can do it with the app that I use.
Yeah.
But nobody listened to it live. Nobody listens to radio
live. Yeah, you know, yeah. Not even NPR. NPR has been like become just nothing but podcasts.
That's basically all it is. That's what everyone, you know, everyone teases me because they're like, what are you going to do radio for? Radio's dying. But it's really not. It's just kind of evolving into a new form, you know?
It's like everything,
So it's going to be, I think it's interesting with how like cars now are coming with hotspots already in them.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So now you can just play at your leisure, you know? You don't even have to worry about your data plans or anything.
Yeah, because I soak up a lot of data listening to podcasts.
I got hustled out of my data. I had unlimited data.
I did too. Verizon just decided to not do that anymore.
AT&T... that's who I have now, and I had a iPhone, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go, I want a Galaxy, I want to try the Androids out or whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty nice.
And I hate mine. Still what? Haven't got, I hate it.
Dude,
I don't like it.
Oh man, I love mine so much.
But I had unlimited data on the iPhone, so I was like, they were like, well, I'll tell you what, if you want the Galaxy, what we can do is we can set you up this plan called Next, so you don't even have to pay for the phone right now, you pay for it in installments. And I was like, oh, yeah? Cool. Let's do that.
Tell me more about this.
So I found out that they're like, dude, like you only use your highest month. It's been like 1.87 gigs. Like you're usually hooked up to the internet anyways. Oh, you don't need it. And I was like, all right. Yeah, all right. If I'm not going to go over 2 gigs first month, like a weekend. They're like, you're approaching your data limit. I'm like, oh, God.
I remember there was a month that I used, like, I didn't have Wi-Fi. Like, I didn't buy it yet. I just moved into a place, and I used, like, 28 gigs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like,
Were you, like, streaming Netflix or something?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I was, like, I was doing all sorts of stuff. I think I was just constantly on my phone, just always.
And, see, like, they complain about that stuff, like, oh, the data. But data is so cheap.
Yeah.
And they I saw that Time Warner report where it was, like, they got... Somebody got their profit margins, their private corporate papers, and it was like a 3,000% markup on data.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot about the cable companies, but I'm pretty sure Time Warner's evil from everything I've heard. So
there's no good one. There's none of all of them are just awful. I'm just glad we don't have to deal with like Comcast or something like that. Comcast is just horrendous.
I do. Up in like the north part of Hillsboro is pretty, or Pinellas, or I don't even know what county I live in. Oh my God. I guess I think it's Pinellas, but.
Yeah. Don't you up in like Clearwater area or something?
Palm Harbor.
Oh, Palm Harbor.
Yeah.
That's a pretty nice part of town though, really.
Yeah, it's all right. I live like on a golf, like right across from a golf course, so.
That's nice.
Doing pretty well.
Nice. Are you a member of the golf course?
I am not. I would be. No, I'm not a good golfer.
Could you go on a guest pass if you wanted to?
Maybe.
All right. So you're not like banned from the course.
I'm not banned. I haven't done anything strange there, but I've thought about it a couple of times.
There's got to be so many things you could do.
I almost got banned from my own apartment building because I broke the gate like 2 nights ago, and they found out it was me.
Security cam?
Yeah.
You can't get away with anything now. It's all on film.
So I might have to go live on the golf course.
That's Andrew's hole. Just don't badger him. He sleeps between the hours of noon and 5. And then he's awake for 16 hours.
Get away from hole 18.
So if you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with Andrew Silas. Andrew's a comedian and improv troupe actor.
Hello.
With the Unprofessionals, which you have a show tonight.
I'm going to go there straight after here.
And that's at Bula Cafe, although probably Radio St. Pete audience will not hear this in time. Do you have any other shows coming up?
Not that I know of. We do one at Bula the second Thursday of every month, so pretty consistently. And we're going to start doing one at Bula on the Beach, I think like the third Friday. And then I don't know, that's pretty much all we do as far as improv goes.
So what's the deal with Bula on the Beach? Because I know there's one down here and just a new spot opened
up. They just opened a new one. It's over there on Madeira Beach. It's pretty nice. It's not a bad place. I shouldn't be, probably shouldn't be saying this since I kind of endorse them, but I don't really care for their product they sell.
It's weird, like It's such a natural combo, alcohol and comedy. And
yeah,
I actually did the open mic there a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
And I had a couple beers beforehand. I figured, oh, I'll get a beer at the place. yeah. and then I'll be good to go. Mm. And the girl was like, oh, we don't have beers.
Yeah, they get real mad when you try to drink them in your car, too. They don't like that at all.
Well, I mean, sell them, and then there will be no issue.
Exactly.
I mean, okay, I get it, but also be aware that not everybody is into your lifestyle, and if you're going to have certain performances there, you might want to sell some product that people actually want to drink.
And they get mad because they're like, no one's buying kava at this thing. Like,
it's because it's awful.
Like, yeah, it's terrible. It tastes like garbage. Like, it tastes like filtered plant water. Like, if you had a plant and you watered it and you drank the runoff, and it is not good. And they always, the thing that I hate about it is that they always describe it as like, oh man, it has like effects. Like, it's almost like it gets you high.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, after I drink like two of these and I'm like gagging, I'm like, that's right. You don't smoke weed. So you have no point of reference. You're just saying this.
That's what the girl told me. Cause I had a couple drinks and she was like, oh, we do have this stuff called kratom, which is a, an opiate type substance. It has natural. And I was like, oh yeah. Cause I like those.
Yeah.
You know?
They really pushed the opiate part.
Yeah. So I was like, that's cool. And she was like, okay. She's like, you haven't been drinking, have you? And I was like, no. And she was like, okay, because you can't drink on this. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So I had one of those, and then I was still waiting for my turn. So I was like, you know what, maybe I'll have another one of these. And I started to feel something, but it was mostly just a stomach ache, and I felt like I was going to defecate my pants.
Yeah, that's like, I don't even know how it works. I think it works on the it gets your body sick. So it's like your body's just like, get this out of here.
And
you're just like,
mode.
Am I high right now? Is that what this is? It's like, no.
No, you're just going to crap your pants.
Yeah, you just feel like you have food poisoning.
Yeah, so then I had to get on stage and then do a few minutes. And it was, I didn't do that bad though, surprisingly.
Yeah, you know what? It is a good open mic. It is a good open mic.
Yeah, yeah, you get some people in there. I was just saying, we had ours last Tuesday, which was the 10th.
Yes.
And it was not as well attended as I would like, and I was trying to figure out why that was, because I had, like, I looked at the Facebook. I know you can't depend on the Facebook posting. But
liars.
I don't get it, man.
RSVP and when they know they won't be there.
I don't understand it. But so for whatever reason, it was kind of slow. But there were some new people there that were very interesting to watch.
Yeah.
I wish I could stick
around for it. I had a dip after my set, but how did it go?
I feel like it was pretty. It verged. It just kind of petered out towards the end. I felt bad because I was like, man, I want people to have like an audience, you know, for them, people to watch them and stuff. And
you know what though, as a comic, I mean, I feel like it's pretty universal. All the other comics know it, but like, I go into open mics all the time, being like, if there's nobody here, that's just another open mic. Like, that happens all the time, and usually that one's pretty good. So I don't think anybody's gonna hold it against Slybar, because Slybar usually always has a good attending audience. And
yeah, it's kind of like the OG around here, or at least downtown area. But yeah, now they're just popping up everywhere. So I feel like people are like, oh, well, I'll just go to this next one tomorrow instead.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like that. That's good that it's kind of building a community down here, because St. Pete doesn't have much. I mean, it's Tampa's definitely where it's at as far as the comedy goes.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, I want to get out to Tampa, but my car is just awful.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid. But I'm going to do it.
I understand.
Screw it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to get AAA, I think, just in case. And then just start driving.
Oh, man.
It leaks everything. Oil. Power steering. That's new. That started happening the other day.
Oh,
and then
man.
The good old coolant is just...
My car just started acting funny, too, and I don't know what's going on.
It's... I hate even having a car. I really don't even want to. I hate driving. I don't like to drive. My friends drive me everywhere.
Yeah, that's how I am too, actually. I'm like, I refuse to drive. Usually most people don't have a problem with it.
And like, daytime I don't mind. But I have naturally large pupils.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with this. It just looks like I'm on pills or mushrooms or something all the time.
Oh,
all
right.
But I'm not. But so like, I can't see at night. I have night blindness too.
I
so
got
like
you.
And then of course driving to Tampa at night is just, I don't know Tampa at all. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, those roads are scary and confusing, especially if you're on the interstate. It's just weird. I get it. And like you know, of course you'd probably be going to the improv, and that's like, navigating Ybor is just like,
actually Ybor is not that bad.
It's easy to navigate, but it's just scary cuz you never know who's going to run across the street.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah, that's
what
true.
Horse on a cop is going to kick your windshield or something. Like, it gets crazy.
Well, I get worried too, because it's like, everybody's driving the wrong way and all this stuff. It's like, And I'll be the guy that goes the wrong way. And then I'll be like, oh, I'll just have one beer. And then I'll be hammered. And then I'll just go to jail forever. So I don't know what the deal is if these new people are just... if the roads are just screwed up, which I think that's what it is. Or if it's just happening more and they're reporting on it more. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah.
Still scary, nevertheless. And I don't want to do it, but I guess I kind of have to. If I want to be a part of this group, this tightly knit group.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go to the improv hardly ever. And when I first started doing comedy, I went occasionally, but I don't feel like it's really hindered me too much, but I still drive to Tampa a bunch. So yeah, I guess you're right. You do have to kind of,
I was looking at, it was some place in like Town and Country.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I don't even know where Town and Country is. I guess it's part of Tampa. And then I looked it up on Google Maps and like I zoomed in on Tampa area, then zoomed out some more, and then it was like way up like northeast, and I was like, nope, that's just not gonna happen. I'm sorry. And I drive a Cadillac 8-cylinder that takes premium.
Yeah, that's a lot of
gas. That's like 4 gallons of gas that's gonna take me to get out there. Forget it.
Don't do it.
But I don't know, man. So Andrew, you're how long have you been doing comedy for?
This is the top of my third year, I would suppose. So 2 years and a couple of months.
That's pretty good. And you're already doing the side splitter stuff and everything?
Yep. I'm hosting over there. I'm starting to do some feature sets around town and in other places. Starting to like branch out and do other towns in Florida too. So
that's pretty exciting, man. I mean, that's pretty quick. A year or 2 years, you said? Three years?
Yeah. I mean, and this weekend's the first week in like, I don't know, 4 weekends where I just don't have any comedy booked. Like, I've just had, like, weekend after weekend of comedy booked. So, like, full weekends, too. So, it's pretty nice to
be able
to...
Have you gone, like, on the road or...
Yeah, I was in Fort Walton about a month ago.
Okay.
Which is, like, all the way up in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
And Fort Myers a couple weeks ago. So, I'm starting to get on the road, yeah.
That's great, man. I think that's the goal that everybody wants to get towards.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's why I just want a podcast so I can just sit in my house and not leave. that's what I'm looking forward to. I don't even want to do radio anymore. Like, I don't want to have to go anywhere. Podcasting, I can just do from my house.
Radio on your own terms.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So I tried, like, to get jobs at radio stations and stuff, but I think I'm just going to stick with... Yeah. Just the podcasting, because it's the way the future's going anyway.
Yeah, it seems really hard to get a job at a... And it's like weird. I feel like I listen to a lot of morning radio on my way to work, and I feel like they've even stopped trying. Like, they don't even care anymore. Like,
yeah.
The morning radio shows just have given up.
I used to listen to Mike Calta in the afternoon, but I don't get up early enough in the morning to listen to morning radio. And then I'm just, there's so many podcasts that I can just have on my phone.
Yeah,
so
you know, the same thing. Like, I'm listening to podcasts constantly, even in my car.
Who do you listen to? Who's like your go-tos?
I usually listen to Doug Loves Movies, that one pretty religiously. A lot of the NPR ones, like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Radio Lab is a really good one.
I've heard of Radio. What's Radio Lab?
Oh my god, it's the best science podcast you'll ever listen to. It's incredible.
I've heard of it before. I just
and they, yeah, they like just broach any topic like scientifically. Like they I don't know how many episodes they have. It's got to be at least like 150. But they like really just touch all the topics. Like they have, and every single episode's super interesting. It's a great, I've learned so much science from Radio Lab.
You don't even need school anymore, man. You can listen to podcasts. And I was listening to this one today. It was, School Sucks Project, or something like that. And there was this dude, Thaddeus Russell, that I'm like, I'm reading his book now. So I wanted to just hear what he had to say about stuff. And, the idea of their podcast, like, I couldn't understand a lot of these words that these people were saying. I was like, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to try to act like I'm... But I'm also doing work, you know, I'm working, and, like, I'm in and
it's
out.
Like a background thing.
Yeah, so, like, I'm in and out, and then they're like, this is a... I'm trying to think of a big word. I can't even think of one. That's how dumb I am. But, so they're using all these words. And then I guess their thing is, like, they want to abolish public school system entirely. Just get rid of it. So I didn't get as far as, like, so what is your plan then?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I didn't get that far.
That seems like a pretty far-fetched thing.
I don't know how you would do that.
It sounds like to me that you've listened to so many podcasts that you're starting to run out of podcasts, and you're just...
That is true. There's only so much old Opie and Anthony you can listen to before you're like, all right, God, even they're grating on me at this point. Too much of anything is not a good thing.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yep, no doubt. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama.
Good old Alabama. Yeah.
And Southern or Northern?
Actually, in the middle. In the middle.
So are you Auburn or
I'm an Auburn fan, but it's mostly because my uncle went to Auburn, and he's kind of like my hero. So I just have just been an Auburn fan ever since I was little because of that. I don't really watch a lot of football, but when I do, I always root for Auburn.
Right on. So. I got a lot of friends who are Auburn people. I don't know why. They're from here, but they're big fans.
It's weird. It seems like there are a lot of fans of both Alabama and Auburn around here, and I don't get it.
I watched the years ago when USF played Auburn. Of course, not expecting to win that game going into it. I went to school at USF, so yeah. I watch, you know, I'll watch them every once in a while. That's my college team.
Yeah, you know, you have to.
Alma mater. And they ended up winning that game. And it was just looking at their faces was just tremendous. Because, you know, they're just talking all this stuff, you know, before the game, of course. And I was like, I know we're not going to win, so it's okay, obviously. But it was, oh, man, that was just a morsel of life that I just enjoyed. I just sat on the floor, face down, laid down, and just laughed for about 10 minutes. And my friends at the time were not the most patient. They had great sense of humors, but when they weren't the best sports. They like played football in high school and they're very competitive.
Yeah,
and
I gotcha.
So they were a little upset with me, but I'm still alive, so it's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know that they had played and lost. See, I don't. That's how little. Like, I like Auburn, I guess, but that's how little I care. I don't even care.
Well, that's good. I mean, you should. Well, if you don't care, I mean, I care, of course, but it's not like it's still just a game, and it's important to remember that that's all it is.
Yeah, and it's weird because I like going to live games, but I don't like it. I get bored so easy. Like, I'd rather be playing with Legos or something.
So you're from Alabama, and then you moved down here.
I moved to Panama City, Florida, when I was 12, like 12 and a half, and then I moved to Tampa about 6 years ago. So
you were like an adult when you moved down here.
I was 19 when I moved down here. It was that summer of my 19th year on earth.
Did you move with your parents or did you just move
get away from my parents, actually.
Wow.
I was leaving town.
That's a ballsy move, man.
Yeah, it was. And I had no money and I just did it. I had like maybe $400 and I was just like, I'm going.
So what did you do? Like, have $400 in your pocket? Like, how do you like go about living? Because I'd be broke within probably hours.
Oh, I pretty much was. I got accepted to the Art Institute. I went to the Art Institute. There was like this weird student housing at an actual apartment building. So I had like my housing set, and I just pretty much just tried to scrape by on that $400 for like, I don't even know, like 6 months. And I ran out like within the first 2 weeks.
I overshot a little bit.
I did a lot of like waking up in the middle of the night and sneaking into the kitchen and like hoarding ramen noodles and stuff in my bedroom.
Yeah, I'd be like, I think like, okay, I'm just going to buy like $400 worth of bottled water and then it'll all work itself out.
Yeah, and I got the water covered, guys.
Water's covered. I have a vehicle. Maybe buy some gasoline or something.
Going and getting empty bottles and filling them up from the tap, being like, we will always have water. That's on me.
My bad. Shouldn't have wasted it all on water. So you went to the Art Institute?
Yep, I went to the Art Institute for a little bit.
Did you graduate?
I didn't graduate from the Art Institute, but that's because I was already I went for culinary. I went to go get a culinary management degree. But I was already a certified chef, so after a year, maybe 2 years, I was like, actually, I think it was like a year and a half. I was like, why am I going to college to meet a goal I've met? And then I just left.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything. I just left.
So what was, I mean, what was your idea? Like, okay, I can just go here to the school and I can get out of my parents' house and I'll just figure it out. And then you're like, oh, I don't even need to be here pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even live with my parents when I moved. Like I had roommates and stuff like that. Like I'd been out for actually a couple years and I just wanted to get out of Panama City because Panama City is just
terrible.
Yeah, it's just awful. And
where is Panama City? I'm trying to think geographically.
It's up in the panhandle. I don't know if you know where Destin is or Pensacola.
Yeah, okay.
It's like maybe 2 hours almost away from Pensacola. A little bit more in Florida. It's like an hour away from Tallahassee.
I've been to Pensacola one time, and it's a very interesting town. It reminds me of like a town you would see in like Largo or Clearwater here.
Yeah.
But I remember I went for DeLuna Festival.
Okay.
So I was just, you know, hanging out with my buddies. We had to take these trolleys across the bridge to get back to our hotel. So one night, there's this drunk 40-something-year-old woman, and she starts talking to me. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Mm. But I was like, okay, let's chat. So she starts telling me about how she loves her job, and she just gets so much enjoyment because she helps people. And I was like, kind of in and out. And so I took the bait. And I was like, so what do you do for a living then? And she goes, I deliver bread.
What?
And wasn't kidding. And I just went, whoa, that's awesome. And like, I was just, that made me feel good that she got so much enjoyment out of people need bread, man. They need it delivered so they can buy it in the store so they can make sandwiches and stuff.
I take it to the duck orphanage.
But it was like, I was just, that made me happy that she had found happiness in a, what I would deem as a meaningless kind of job, even though it's not, like I said, like people need bread. It's overlooked.
People need bread.
It's overlooked. You know, people aren't going to bake their own bread nowadays. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Silly to even do that. People that do that, stop. There's
and,
no
you know,
reason.
And it's got to get to where it's going somehow.
Exactly.
And she was, well, I mean.
I never even thought about how bread gets to a location.
Yeah.
Before that point, I was just, I thought the supermarket baked it or something, but that's not the case. I get shipments just like anything else. Hmm. Just because I thought I knew how something worked, I guess, and then I turned out I didn't at all, and it just blew my mind, man. So I guess that was I don't remember any of the bands that played. I was very intoxicated and the whole time, but what I took away from that was a life lesson I'm glad that I learned.
You know,
I feel good. I feel better. I feel like a better man for knowing that.
Some people are really happy delivering bread. Yeah, that's cool. And you know what? That's a metaphor for Panama City.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like that's what I imagine that whole area is like. So
no, Panama City is the worst. I worked in a really cool spot. I didn't work in Panama City. I worked in a place called Seaside, like my last couple years there. And I don't know if you've seen the Truman Show.
Yeah,
but it was filmed in Seaside.
Oh, really?
And
cool.
It's this really tiny town, and they are just really proud of the fact that Truman was. Like the Truman Show was filmed there. Like they have like posters up, and it's like, this was like 15 years ago. You guys gotta let it go.
You guys gotta move on.
But they love it, and they still like upkeep that. Like they're the perfect small town.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But yeah, but Panama City's the worst. And like I can't, like right now is like the height of spring break, and I can't even imagine what it's like there. Like that's the main reason why I left to come down here.
Yeah,
and it's such a night and day experience because Tampa, like spring break, is just empty. Like everybody's just gone. And
but like, they did just move over 30 miles west.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then up, yeah, but up there is just like, it's nuts. It's just nuts. I was like, I don't know. I guess if I was been like kind of quick-witted, that's why I started the comedy thing. But I was like getting to fight guy with my friends who were like buffer and like physically more capable than I was.
Yeah.
So they would like send me out like bait, like drunk. And I would just say things to people. Like to get them riled up, and then the people would be like, "What you say?" And then all of a sudden, my friends would swoop in. They'd be like, "We got this." So like,
good. See ya.
I had to start over. I just came down to Tampa to start fresh.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with Andrew Silas. He's a comedian and an improv troupe actor with the Unprofessionals. You can catch the Unprofessionals on Facebook. Facebook.com/theunprofessionals with the in front.
Yeah, like us on Facebook.
Do
that.
That'd
be awesome.
Do that. They got a show tonight, but you will not be able to attend this because you're listening to it later. Broke the illusion, the fourth wall again.
Yeah,
but I don't care, man. I go by different rules. I don't follow
you. It's just like, sometimes, like, I mean, you know, bread's not made where you buy it.
Yeah. That's true. Sometimes you're just like, whoa, man.
Sometimes bread comes in from other places.
Yeah.
Just like radio shows.
I know. So how did you get started doing improv? What was that? I mean,
I was kind of in drama when I was in high school, but like after that, I never thought about it. And then another comedian was like, hey, I'm in our improv group. You want to come to practice? We need more people. And I did. And just things went well. And I just got along with everybody and I did okay. I remembered the old stuff when I was in theater in high school. And that's pretty much it.
That was one of my regrets of high school was I was not cool by any means. But I wasn't like uncool either. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was kind of just like a nobody, which I was very happy to be.
Yeah.
A nobody and acquaintances with a lot of people, not friends. Didn't really want to be friends with anybody.
You could fit into any social group.
Sure.
But just for a moment.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
I could say hello in passing. We could talk a little bit for five minutes.
I know exactly
minutes.
What you're talking about.
Then I got to go.
Yeah, that was
can't
just
be there.
Like me.
And
yeah.
I was feeling was very much mutual, too. I was ready to get out of there. I was I don't know why. What happened to me, some sort of traumatic thing must have happened in my, I don't know, adolescence where, because I guess I was outgoing when I was younger and that just changed at some point. I don't know how.
That's so crazy.
Could have been Prozac. I don't
know. So many similarities.
Yeah. So I always wanted to do drama.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I felt like, oh, that's not cool. Like,
no, yeah, I got it. Actually, I only did drama for like my first year in high school and then I had to stop. Because my mom thought I was gay, so she made me drop out.
Really?
Yeah, so I only had very a little supportive. Bit of drama experience, but a lot of it was improv.
So I get now why you may have moved out on your own at 19.
Yeah, you see.
Maybe she wasn't the most supportive of moms.
No, not really. We're cool now, but back then it was, things are so different.
Yeah.
We've all come a long way, really.
Not a good childhood experience.
No, not really. She's not going to listen to this podcast, so I don't care.
Let's talk about it then.
That's fine if you want to. We were like super religious.
Uh-huh.
And but
which one got you? The religion?
Assemblies of God Pentecostal?
Oh, is that the ones that play with snakes?
It's, you know what, that's like the one, like the next step up. We were right underneath Playing with Snakes.
Okay, all right.
We were just like a couple notches underneath Playing with Snakes, but like right at the point where like people are like speaking in tongues and getting slain in the spirit where they just pass out.
Yeah.
Like they just pass out. I remember I brought a friend, like that was normal to me to see that, like, just to see that happen, like, every Sunday, to see somebody just pass out because they were, like, and they were, people start speaking in tongues and people start, like, just screaming and stuff. And I brought a friend. I was, like, 8, and I didn't even think that this was not a normal thing.
Yeah, right.
And I brought a friend from school because, like, that's also another big thing. So they're, like, you got to go out and witness, spread the word. Jesus is coming back. Let's save some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a friend come, and he had no, like, church experience.
Freaked him out.
And he's, like, 8, and somebody, like, passes out. And he's, like, oh, my God.
Call the ambulance.
And I'll never, like, he's the only person that still contacts me from, like, elementary school to this day. It's, like, hey, you remember that time I went to church with you and somebody died?
You're like, I do. Yes, that's a weekly. Yeah. It was a weekly occurrence. So, wow. So, that was, I take it that you got to a point where you're, like, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I kind of struggled with it for a really long time. And it was weird too, because when I was like 17 through 19, like basically a year before I moved down to Tampa, I was actually leading a children's ministry. Even then I was just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, you weren't.
I kind of did it to avoid regular church, like I could just like play with puppets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, yeah, but or like dress up as like a weird character, and then like you do some like, you know, bullcrap Bible story, and then you can just mess around, do like a little science experiment, and
so you got to do like the performing that you weren't getting to do at school through drama.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Wow, this is almost therapeutic. Jesus.
So that's cool, man. So at what age were you kind of like, okay, I'm done with this, but I'm going to continue just because I'm getting to do some sort of performance? Or,
you know, it was like, I remember being really young, and I was like 8. And this is I don't do this joke often, but I turned this into a weird joke. But I was like 8, and I remember like looking around during one of the worship ceremonies, and like people are like speaking in tongues and stuff like that. And I was like, I'm such a good person. I read the Bible every day. How come this can't happen to me?
Oh.
And like, and it, I just kind of felt like that for a couple more years. And then finally, when I was like 11, I was just like, I think it was actually my move to Florida that really cemented it. But I was just like, is this like, how come I don't feel the same way that all these people claim to feel?
Yeah.
And then,
Well, obviously, because I guess they're probably faking it.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah, because I was like.
And I bet you probably that's a pretty common feeling that a lot of those people share. And I probably.
I bet every single person feels like that.
Yeah. And they're like, I guess I should do this just so I'm fitting in, you know, and or so, something will happen. Maybe if I do it once, maybe the.
And that's thing,
that's,
too.
Man, that's scary.
They say that, like, the language you speak when you speak in tongues is no earthly language, which is, like, the biggest cop-out to be like, ah, you wouldn't understand it anyway. Yeah, it's a Bible thing. Only Jesus gets me.
And man.
You can say whatever you want.
Wow. So you were pretty young, but you still kind of, I guess you were kind of forced to by your.
I was, I was sort of forced to, and also, like, it was the only way for me. I wasn't good at making friends at school, but I was great at making friends at church because I was like, at church, I was like the wild one. Like I was the one that was like saying the off the wall stuff and the crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because I was the only one that was like inundated with pop culture. Like I would like sneak Saturday Night Live in my bedroom and stuff like that.
Right.
And so I was the only one that had like a sense of humor that wasn't like weird Bible jokes or like those like jokes you see on like a Laffy Taffy.
I find, too, that I have limited, my grandparents are pretty religious, but it never got forced on me in any way. My parents weren't religious. I don't know what the hell they are, honestly. We've talked about it very rarely. But I've had have some interactions with friends who, you know, or even still now, I have really good friends that are very into their faith. They don't push it on you or anything, but they are honestly the nicest, genuinely nice people. And to have that in your life, I almost wish that I could have that in my life because it seems like they're having a great time.
I've thought about going to church recently, even though I know I don't believe it, just because like almost like a, I don't know if you've ever read any Kierkegaard, but like almost like that.
I don't know like, what that is, honestly.
He's a philosopher.
Okay.
But he was like the only philosopher that was also believed in God.
Okay.
But he'd just be like, you can't disprove it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's kind of how I feel even now. Like, I'm not brazen enough to make a stance on something like that. Like,
yeah,
I know
exactly.
The evidence probably points towards.
Yeah, there's tons of evidence, but I don't know it.
Yeah. If it is what people say, then there's no way that science could prove it anyways.
Yeah, but that's not the reason I don't want to start going back to church is because like I've like have had like a switch in my faith or anything. It's because like they're just like they're good people. They can be good people to surround yourself with, you know, and like they're very positive and they like make healthy like personality choices and stuff like that. And it's like I don't know. I feel like I've been self-destructive enough with my.
I wonder though. Part of me wonders. I guess maybe because I'm a pessimist. I don't know, but how genuine the niceness is, or if it has a motive of maybe I can witness my friend here.
That's a really good point.
And pull them into the flock here, and it's under good. What's the word? Good intention, you know, they just want to save your soul and so they could join you in paradise when you eventually kick the bucket here, when your time on earth is over.
Yeah.
But it's still like manipulative.
It's almost like, and like, that was one of the things that like I think about a lot would be like it's like, there really is no noble gesture. Like there's not like there, like it might seem altruistic, but it's really not, because the reason they're doing things is because like they don't want to feel guilty. Like I would do a bunch of stuff because like I would feel guilty if I didn't or like, and it's like, there's like this weird guilt. Like even now, like not being religious, I'm still just like have all this like weird guilt all the time that I'm just like, oh man, why do I feel this way? And I feel like, as being like separated myself from the religion, there's so many people that haven't, like, I can't only imagine like what they feel all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's even like, the Westboro Baptist Church, like most of those girls.
Yeah.
I used to harass, Megan Phelps on Twitter just constantly. And she was a really good sport about like, I would say terrible things, mostly just make sexual advances to her on Twitter.
Yeah, it's cause they don't care. Cause they're like, they're so sure of where they're going that like nothing you can say will bother
them. But she's out of the church now.
Oh, is she?
And good, I was like, wow. Cause she was like a,
like her mom obviously was the figurehead of that of that church, but she was like number, I think she was being groomed to be number two or whatever. Well, Fred Phelps, whatever he's, I don't know if he's dead now.
He is dead.
He is dead.
Yeah, okay. That was a big thing.
I was fascinated to find out about him is that he was a lawyer.
Civil rights lawyer. Yeah, which is crazy.
That is insane.
I always felt like that they were just conning people because they are all lawyers. His children were all lawyers, and that they, like, their thing is that they can just claim it to be, like, you know, protected under the First Amendment, and they can just go say whatever they want to say, wherever they want to say it. So they would just come out like, funeral, let's say that he got killed because he's gay, and just infuriate so many people that they would do terrible things to them.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as someone like hits him in the face, he's like, that's it, we're suing you.
I don't,
because they were successful for way longer than it seemed like they should have been.
You think it was just like a money thing?
I
like,
really so do. Can make, yeah. Make money. I really think that's it was like a con.
Because I was thinking about like, what is the end game for them? Because there is no, you're just not going to change anybody's mind.
Who's going to pass by people picketing at a funeral and be like, you know what? They got a good point.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's like an extreme, but even like in general, there's nothing, something like that, you're not going to change anybody's mind.
Yeah.
So it's, that's a great theory, man. And you very well could be right. The biggest troll's just a money. I don't know if they have a lot of money though, do they?
I mean, they have enough money to keep going. They have enough money to, like, not work and then travel across the country and picket funerals, so.
I've noticed that coverage of them has dwindled quite a bit, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think their 15 minutes is pretty much up.
Yeah. But it was an intense 15 minutes. I fell for it.
It really was. I would get so infuriated and just be like, why am I so mad about this? Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you watch a lot of movies, but, oh God, what was that one that just came out? The last spy, it was like a spy movie that just came out. The Secret Service.
I don't have cable.
The Kingsman, The Secret Service. It was just
no idea.
It just came out, Colin Firth was in it, and there's a point where he's at a church, which is clearly Westboro Baptist Church. And so like, I was kind of like, oh hey, that's crazy. Like he just was like, there's a scene where he's just like at this real hateful church, and they're just talking about like God hating gay people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh man, they're back.
In fictional form now.
In fictional form, yeah.
It's a bummer, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, man. I think about that stuff a lot, like getting philosophical. I don't want to get too philosophical at the end here.
Oh yeah.
But let me ask you the James Lipton, since we're almost out of time.
That's fine.
What do you think? What's your theory? What do you think happens when this is done with, this earthly dwelling?
You see, I know I was talking about Radiolab earlier, but they did a long series about, it started off with Darwin, and then it, like, they did just a bunch of stuff about the afterlife. And honestly, I hate to be a bummer, but I think this is it. This is just it.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to think, I used to, and I don't know, I feel like such a dweeb admitting this, but I used to think that there's like this just giant pool of energy in the universe that like all of like the energy that like powers our body really, or like our souls or what have you, came from. And then when you die, it just goes back there and it just becomes energy again. And then it goes and fills another life force. I never really believed in reincarnation because like, the biggest thing about that is that there's so many more people on planet Earth now than there were, like, just, you know, always. Like, where are the new souls coming from? Like, where are the new people coming from if we are,
could be from the original, I mean, could be other planets, could be...
Yeah, you know, so that's what I think, is that if, like, we are, like, reincarnated maybe, but not in the sense that, like, we, like, not in the traditional, like, you become another thing on Earth, but, like, I don't know. That's what I used to think, but now I'm just, like, I don't know, like, 50%...
It's okay, man.
Certain that like we just do nothing. That
it's gonna
it.
Change in a year. You'll think differently.
Yeah, you know,
it's always
right.
evolving. That's why it's so interesting to think about.
Yeah, that's another reason why I've been thinking about going back to church. Is just because like I can still think that, but just like
sure,
I don't know, live a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah,
like not be such a bummer. Like other people don't know, have to know that that's how I feel.
That's where I think we got to end it here. But that's where I think comedy comes from. Is I love being miserable because it makes me happier. You know, I can entertain myself for long
feel like
periods of time.
Yeah, there's a certain truth to it, and I like holding the magnifying glass to things.
I hear you. Well, Andrew, thanks for coming on,
hey,
man.
I appreciate
you.
Got to
come back because I feel like we only started talking.
I can't even believe it's over.
I know, it goes by really quick once you get going, like the first couple of minutes. But plug your Twitters and your Facebooks. And
I'm on Facebook. I don't have a fan page, but I'm just on there, Andrew Silas. or Andrew B. Silas. You can look me up. And then my Twitter is, I would really appreciate it if you followed me. I am just Andrew Silas, but my handle is cuddle_lingus.
Fantastic Twitter handle, by the way.
I'm pretty happy with it.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Like my Facebook page, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast, facebook.com/radiosaintpete. That's radio STPETE. Have a good one. I'll talk to you all later.
Thank you so much. Yep. Bye.
Bye.